friends, welcome to the Ones Who Dared podcast, where stories of courage are elevated. I'm your host, Becca, and every other week you'll hear interviews from inspiring people. My hope is that you will leave encouraged. I'm so glad you're here. Hey friends, welcome to the Ones Who Dared podcast. I'm your host, Becca. And on today's episode, I'll be sharing with you my top three favorite books that I read in 2023. Now, just a disclaimer, the books that I'll be sharing is nonfiction, as that is the genre that I read the most, even though this year I probably read more fiction books than I have any other year. And that's because I'm part of my neighborhood book club and they love just swinging towards the fiction category, which I appreciate. And I got to read a lot of wonderful books that I never would have read otherwise. So, also, I have a book number four that is going to be a bonus at the end, and that's for people who are interested in finance, business, real estate, and entrepreneurial, as this book has been recommended more than any other book by entrepreneurs, or people really credit this book as being their pivot book, a book that really helped shift their mindset regarding finances. So I will make that recommendation towards the end of the episode. And before we get started and dive into my recommendations, I want to share with you some fun facts that I learned about books. So did you know that an average CEO in America reads 50 books a year compared to an average American citizen that reads about 12 books a year? And France and Canada are top readers, coming in at 17 books a year. And it's also interesting because even different countries have different categories that they love. So for example, you have France that tends to lean towards romance. Why am I not surprised? Canada is into poetry. So that's interesting. And US is apparently into classics. You have Australia, who loves classic and adventure. Russia is into fantasy. You have Korea that's into adventure. Philippines is into poetry. So I just find that fascinating that just different countries have different even categories of books that they love. And another thing that I found fascinating is that reading books is actually on the rise. And so there was a study done in 2021 that said from a year before, from 2020 to 21, they've seen an increase in readership by 25%. Which is really cool. And also, millennials are really big readers and big library users. So, you know, you would think that with technological advances, readership is dropping and who even reads books anymore. But people actually prefer to read, and they also prefer to read physical books over audiobooks or ebooks. So there it is. There's your little fun book facts of the day. So book number three that I want to share with you is written by Paul Kalanithi. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And the book is called When Breath Becomes Air. It became the New York Times bestseller. This book was really profound. It's sad, it's deep, and it is just going to leave you thinking at the end. It's about a neurosurgeon who went to Cambridge Medical School and Yale. And when he was practicing medicine and was a neurosurgeon, he discovered that he was battling stage four lung cancer, and he became the patient. And so he writes from that perspective of being essentially in his deathbed and reflecting on his life and trying to figure out what is the most important thing at the end of it all. And so really profound, and what a gift this book is to anybody who reads it. It's really short, so I highly recommend it. I read a lot of memoirs this year, and this was my favorite memoir of the year. And it's such a gift to those who read it, so I really appreciated this book a lot. Book number two is a book that's been recommended to me, but I just thought this book was too simplistic, but I found it interesting, and it helped me to really make some changes this year. But as a disclaimer, I read number two after I read recommendation book number one. So it was kind of a stacking on top of the other book. So this book is called The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results by Gary Keller with Jay Papasan. So this book is essentially about discovering what is the one thing in life that you really, that really matters to you, the one thing in life that you should be focusing on. And then you eliminate and declutter the rest of things, and you make incremental changes and set time to focus on that thing and going deep into it, going small, but going deep. And for me personally, I ended up rearranging a lot of things in my life this year based on this book. And I had to put some projects aside that were not as important in my future and who I'm becoming as I thought they were, or, you know, in comparison. So it was really helpful to me, and I hope it will be to you if you read it. Book number one is, you guys, if you read this book, I hope you applied what you read, because anything you read is kind of useless if you don't apply it, right? So this book's been out for 5 years. It's sold over 4 million copies, probably over 5 now since I'm holding it in my hand. And you probably heard about it. Your friends probably read it. You've seen it all over. And I'm going to tell you that it is the most profound book that I read this year. And I'm not exaggerating. This book has helped me tremendously. It's called Atomic Habits: Tiny Changes, Remarkable Results, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. This book shattered some of my mindsets in regards to goals and habits. And so, you know, we have this general sense that if we're trying to accomplish something, we need to set a goal. We need to break it down into small, doable practices and start attacking it chunks at a time. And that's the way that I approach goals, which is good, but there's a better way. And James Clear talks about that. And so essentially, it's about making tiny incremental changes towards the person that you're trying to become. So assuming the identity of what you are working on or towards. So if you're working towards being a healthier person, then you assume an identity of a healthy person and you make those tiny changes. So you start really, really small. You shift your environment into an environment that's conducive to the habits that you're trying to create. So I just can't recommend this book enough, because it has really shifted just the way that I do things. I credit a lot of it to actually getting me to the finish line of the rough draft on my manuscript, because I was able, instead of having this looming goal of getting this manuscript finished by this date that I created myself, to actually putting in little incremental work daily that produced good results. So that's essentially what it is. And, many people think that they lack motivation. What they really lack is clarity. So that's one of the quotes in the book here. And how to create better habits is the four simple steps that he recommends, which is make it obvious, make it attractive, make it easy, and make it satisfying. And so highly recommend it. He also breaks it down into the feedback loop that he says, and that's the four step. You have the cue, the craving, the response, and the reward. And if I'm honest, I'm not very good at rewarding myself, because I just am not. But it's interesting how reward is part of the habit loop that we create. So I could go on and on about it, but you guys just need to read it and apply it. It just, for me, it was phenomenal, because I ended up getting up really early in the morning, earlier than I thought was ever possible for me, and getting my workout in, going to the sauna, reading, and coming back from the gym and writing my book with really baby steps. And little by little, it added up. And that's the whole purpose. It's not about just getting to the results. It's about creating a lifestyle and a goal of little tiny steps. So I love it. And if you're working on anything, anybody can benefit from this book. It doesn't matter, even if you don't have this one big goal, like perhaps writing a book, but highly recommend it. And as promised, the bonus book is called Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And this is a book that really helps to change your mindset about the way that we're taught about finances. And so he talks about what the rich teach their kids about money that the poor and middle class do not. So this is a classic finance book that's been recommended over and over. USA Today says that Rich Dad Poor Dad is a starting point for anyone looking to gain control of their financial future. So you guys, readers are leaders, and I hope that you have books that are waiting to be read by you. I hope that you have books that you love. And if you have any recommendations for me, let me know on Instagram what books you love. I would love to hear from you. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week. Thank you for listening to the Once Who Dare podcast. It is an honor to share these encouraging stories with you. If you enjoy the show, I would love for you to tell your friends, leave us a review or rating, and subscribe to wherever you listen to podcasts, because this helps others discover the show. You can find me on my website, svekapopov.com.